Welcome to Friends with Friends, a podcast dedicated to reliving and recapping every hilarious and heartfelt moment of Friends. I'm Chris, a dedicated Friends enthusiast who can't stop quoting Chandler lines.
And I'm Amy, also a Friends addict. I'm glad I finally found a purpose for my constant, slightly obsessive rewatching of the show. Friends may have gone off the air 13 years ago, but we're here to analyze every moment from the beginning.
This is Season 1, Episode 3, The One with the Thumb.
All right, let's start off with Rachel's recap. In the first scene, everybody is in Central Perk talking about Phoebe's bad date. This brings up the conversation of the secret language of dating, which Rachel apparently has no idea about.
I'll be honest, I had no idea about it.
I mean, the "we should do this again," I kind of knew it was a blow-off, but they said some ones that I didn't know either. And while they're discussing this, Ross finds out the truth about his poor little dog, Chi-Chi. For some reason, he believed his parents that they sent her away to a farm in Connecticut. Seemed very naive.
Yeah, pro tip, there's no farm.
Okay, next scene's in Joey and Chandler's apartment. Joey is rehearsing lines and Chandler is helping him. As part of the script, Joey has to pretend to smoke, which obviously he's never smoked before because he flings his cigarette across the room.
Right, so Chandler has to show him how to do it.
Yeah, apparently Chandler used to be quite the smoker and it took a lot for him to quit. He really enjoyed that first cigarette. Okay, cut to Central Perk, where Rachel delivers everybody the wrong drink and they have to switch themselves. And then Phoebe comes in and is very upset because her bank gave her an extra $500.
Oh, the whore.
So despite what everyone says, including Rachel, who tells her to go shopping, Phoebe claims that she can't keep it. She would always know that it wasn't her money to spend. During this conversation, Chandler sticks his head over the back of the couch so he can smoke. Everybody is disgusted. They finally convince him to put out a cigarette, and he proceeds to drop it into Phoebe's coffee. So, bad day for her. Then, Monica leaves to change for her date with Alan. Everybody is eager to meet Alan, but Monica's not so sure. She's afraid they're going to be critical.
Which they usually are.
Right. So, next we see Monica working at the restaurant, and she's telling her friend that she really doesn't want to introduce Alan because they always are so critical. So Monica's friend convinces her that they need to meet Alan or they will never have a chance to get to like him. Next, we see Monica's apartment. She's still worried about introducing everybody to Alan and is getting ready for the date when Phoebe comes in and she is upset once again because the bank credited her $500 extra to make up for the mistake that they made. Plus, they gave her a football phone, which seemed pretty random.
It was a pretty dope football phone.
You won't see those nowadays, though.
No.
All right, so we finally get to meet Alan. He comes in, and he makes a good impression because he starts off with a joke, pretending to have a lisp like one of her old boyfriends. So Monica and Alan go on their date. They come back, and Monica's ready to hear all the complaints. But shocker, everybody loves Alan.
Yeah, quickly they love that guy.
Yeah, that seemed a little enthusiastic, but I guess they could tell right away they liked him. They claim he's going to be the bar to which all future boyfriends will be measured. All right, next we're back in Central Perk, and Monica is sitting there when everyone else comes in wearing. Next we go to Central Perk, where Monica is waiting for everybody to see how they did at the baseball game. They come in looking dejected, and Monica assumes that they lost, but turns out Alan saved the day and was pretty good at baseball. So he won the game for them.
Alan's apparently good at everything.
Yep. All right. Next, we cut to the street where Phoebe is meeting with a homeless lady that I assumed that she knew from before. She seems to kind of be friends with her. And Phoebe offers to give her the money and the football phone because she feels too guilty to have it. The homeless lady protests slightly, but then she takes the money and just offers to buy her a soda in return.
Yeah, you always take the
money. I guess that's especially true if you're homeless, you know? Just take the money. All right. So then there's a short scene in Chandler's office where we see him smoking using his office drawer as cover and some air freshener. Next, we go back to Central Perk and everybody is gathered around Phoebe as she tells them the story of finding a thumb in the soda that the homeless lady bought her.
It's pretty great.
During this time, Chandler starts to smoke and once again, everybody gets upset, but he proceeds to point out everybody else's flaws and gets them to argue with each other rather than yell at him. So, pretty smart on his part.
That was genius.
All right, we go back to the restaurant again, and Monica is telling the sous chef that she has no feelings for Alan, and she thinks she's going to have to break up with him, even though all of her friends love him. Back at Monica's apartment, Monica gathers all of them together so she can tell them that she's going to have to break up with Alan. It's just not working. Chandler is so upset, he starts smoking. And finally, Phoebe offers him the $7,000 she got for the thumb to quit smoking. So that seems to do it for him, and he agrees to stop. We see Monica and Alan breaking up, and Alan seems okay about it. He's pretty done with the enthusiasm of her friends. They're a little over the top for him. Then in the final scene, everyone's back in Monica's apartment, and they ask how Alan took it. And Monica lies to make them feel better. Oh yeah, sure, he was upset about it. Really, he was glad to be done with them.
That was a good one.
Yeah. So who was the guest star in this episode?
So the guest star was Paula, which is the girl Monica was talking to at the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
That is played by Jennifer Lewis, who is pretty famous. She has probably 300 plus credits, and I think the TV Guide called her a national treasure once.
I did not recognize her at all, so good to know. Okay, time for Phoebe's favorite moment. What was your favorite scene from the show?
My favorite scene was when Chandler got everybody riled up about their own flaws so they wouldn't focus on his. They all started arguing, and then he skips out the bag.
That was pretty good. Although, we never really see Phoebe chew her hair again, so that seemed a little random.
She does again in this episode.
Okay, I didn't notice that. My favorite moment was when Ross finds out about Chi-Chi. He says, oh, that's funny, our dog actually did go to a farm in Connecticut. And he's a little shocked, and they're like, Ross, poor Chi-Chi.
Poor Chi-Chi.
So what was Ross's regrettable moment for you?
Mine was about Ross this time.
Oh no.
He had a dog named Chi-Chi. And that dog died. He was the older sibling and didn't know, but Monica as the younger sibling knew, and that seemed weird to me.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why he was so naive about that. Mine was actually about Phoebe. When Monica is trying to tell everyone that she's breaking up with Alan, Phoebe keeps interrupting her, saying that she's having deja vu. Monica tries to start talking again, and Phoebe, oh wait, it is happening. It was just a bit much.
Yeah, that did kind of go a bit far on Phoebe's danceness.
All right, so what was your Tribbiani trivia?
For me, this was the first time we got to see Joey and Chandler's apartment.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Mine is kind of similar. Mine was, this is the first time that we see Gunther. Although he doesn't have any lines, he's in the coffee shop in this episode.
I didn't even notice him. Yep. I'm disappointed with myself.
Okay, time for Monica's must-haves.
Lamb Chop was playing on the TV. Lamb Chop is an old TV show from the 90s about a lady whose name I can't remember, but she has a little puppet named Lamb Chop.
Yeah, I had no idea what you're talking about. I know they mentioned a puppet, but I have never seen that show.
Oh, I guess before your time.
Maybe. Mine was the David Hasselhoff impression. It was referring to Baywatch, which is, again, an older show that most people these days aren't going to recognize. Finally, let's get into Chandler's current questions.
My question is about Chandler.
Okay.
I wonder if he's going to be able to stick with not smoking.
Okay, interesting. Mine is also about Chandler, and my question is, how did he stop smoking the first time? Because patches didn't seem to work too well for him in this episode. I guess money motivated him, but I'm curious how he originally stopped smoking.
$7,000 is a lot, though.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do for $7,000.
Sure. Thanks for listening to Friends with Friends. If you like the podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe.
If you have any questions or comments, feel free to send us an email at info@friendswithfriends.life, not .com, or find us on social media. See you next week.